Uncommon Tourist. It's beginning to look a lot like a podcast. Every month we go.
Oh, wow.
Or something equally as festive. A whole year. And that's it. That's it. Episode's been, have a great winter, guys. Bye.
Talk to you later. Ciao. All right, guys. Well, welcome to our December episode of Uncommon Tourist Barcelona. And as you can tell, we're kind of in a festive mood already. How are things been going on with you, Angie?
It's been going very well, actually. I really like all the Christmas lights this year. We've got a good selection of things that are new that I haven't seen before, and then some old classic favorites as well. So it's a nice sparkly start to the season.
Well, of course, you can't talk about December without talking about Christmas and the festivities that are going on. So we're going to be diving into that here shortly. But you know what I read? I think it was on an Instagram feed somewhere that...
Well, it must be true.
It must be true. But yeah, I read that Barcelona has become the most festive, or the most festive Christmas light city in Europe.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I mean, there's some stiff competition for Christmas.
Yeah, I'd also like to know exactly which feed on Instagram you get your fake news. I mean, your news facts. Because it could be an interesting one. I guess I would say that Barcelona does have some great lights. And depends what you like from a Christmas market. I think that's where, for me personally, the more Nordic and Northern European countries do Christmas markets in a way that just aligns a little bit more with me personally, mostly because they have a lot more food. and the weather is colder.
What about the little pooping man?
Yeah, no, the Caganer is not really my jam. Uh-huh. So if you're here in Barcelona, you will see that around a lot at the markets. We have covered that on many a festive episode before.
Because they have them even when it isn't Christmas time.
Exactly. So yeah. If you really want to know any more about that, either listen to a previous episode or just call us and we'll just talk quietly over a glass of wine. But we do have a lot of markets coming up, so it's quite an exciting month.
But before we get into that, I want to find out about your favorite Christmas song.
Am I only allowed one?
All right. Yeah, let's only go with one.
I can only have one. I'm going with...
Okay, the other night we talked about whether the difference between a Christmas carol and a Christmas song. So
yeah.
Why don't you give me one of each?
All right, then Christmas song, I'm going to go with White Christmas, but the Otis Redding edition.
Strong.
And Christmas carol... I'm going to go with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, but the Bare Naked Ladies version. So it's technically one. Like it rides the line of carol and song combined. So I'm going to go with that. What's your two?
What child is this? I can't even look at you without them.
Which version? Any South Park fans out there will know what we're laughing about, but if
yeah. That carol version is what I enjoy.
Okay.
And I also love the chef version too. It is quite amusing. So run to your Spotify and go find that real quickly. If you haven't heard it before, and if you haven't heard it before, just be aware. Okay. The other one is There Goes a Holly by Calexico.
Oh, nice.
I think that they just do such a great job with that song. And I'm a fan of theirs, so that, of course, tips in my direction anyways. There goes the holly. So if you haven't heard it before, go check it out.
Cool. So throughout December in Barcelona, there are a few markets and a few things that are happening just the whole month. For example, the market at the cathedral, that started already at the end of November, and it runs until December 23rd. And it links you really nicely into the center of town, because from there you can walk around the markets, you can look at all the little knickknacks and gifts and things that they have going on. They have a lot of like fresh trees as well, so the smell is actually quite nice. And then you can wander around to Jaume I, which is just a couple blocks back, and there you also have the giant star where they're doing a light and music show. It's all very high tech now, so you get a QR code so that the music doesn't disturb anyone around you, which I think is kind of fun. It's like a silent disco Christmas light show, which is sort of interesting.
Also, while you're in Jaume I, they have the manger scene somewhere within the city, and this year they put it in City Hall. Mm. So when you're looking at the star that you mentioned, you turn around, you're looking at City Hall, and there's a very large entrance right in the very middle, and from there they've opened it up so you can go in and and go check that out there. So pretty cool. Great building as well.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can actually wander down towards the port. And all along the port front, again, from the end of November, this one actually runs right through to the 6th of January. And there, you can also see a lot of food stalls, some smaller gifts. It's more like evening or an afternoon out kind of activity. They have, I don't know, it's like a Ferris wheel thing.
Yeah.
And rides of joy and lights. I don't know. These things don't really bring me joy, but each to their own. They have like a amusement rides is what I was looking for. And then this is also pretty much the best place in the city to get a glass of mulled wine or Van Schoo or Glögg or however you call it.
I really am a fan of this. You introduced me to this last year. I had never had some and you're like, let's go do that. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm game. So I thank you for the invitation because this year I want to go back and I want to go get a glass of that because it's pretty fun. That thing was spiked too.
Oh yeah. It's pretty punchy down there. I'd say it's like some like Latinos that are pouring. So it's some pretty generous servings, but it is best served when the weather is colder. So time that with the weather forecast so that you can get out there and use it to warm up.
So also as you're getting lost in downtown Barcelona, you're going to run into several markets. As we're mentioning, one is in front of Santa Maria del Pi or Our Mary of the Pine, right in the very middle. That one is a little bit more foodie based. So when you go in there, you're going to find cheeses and a bunch
of candies. The baby cheeses is going to be at the market. Oh, it is a festive market.
Baby cheeses stinks. I'm sorry, but I went with it. So
I hope this makes the edit. Okay.
It will.
Continue.
And then, of course, when you get to the Sagrada Familia, a couple of things going on there is this one is actually a little bit bigger because they have the space to do it. So when you get to the Sagrada Familia, be sure you go on the Passion side or the Western side of the church and walk through their festive market as well. They've got some really interesting artisans going on there. And like I said, they've got more space, so they have the ability to do it. And you have to look up at the Basilica because work is going on the cross up on top. It's pretty impressive. Since they've been putting up this cross, it has become, as you heard in our November episode, the tallest church in the world. But as we speak today, they have two additional arms that are already up. And it's quite exciting to watch that go on. So another Christmas market, and this is a double punch because you get to also see the Sagrada Familia.
So continuing our thread of Christmas markets, you might have noticed that that's really the jam this month. And specifically, this coming weekend of the 13th and the 14th is really where it's all happening because there's about five different things going on. We have looked at several of them, and to be honest, we've highlighted the ones that we personally will either go to or think are worth you going to. But if you do a random Google search and you find something else and it ticks your box, go have fun, enjoy, and let us know how you found it. But we have coming up on the 13th and the 14th, one of my personal favorite markets at Christmas is in Fabrica Lehmann. And this is just off of Consell de Cent. It's like an old fabric factory area, really beautiful little cobbled way entrance, and then a sort of outdoor garden space surrounded by all these different little factory outlets. There you see a lot of smaller designers, artisans, artists, and they also allow the different premises of the factory to be open to the public. So some of them are holding workshops, some of them are just displaying their products. If you're into ceramic stuff and artisan jewelry, it's a really, really nice market. And to be honest, just the lights, there's something just really cute and twee. And as someone that has spent many years in German and Danish Christmas markets and really enjoying that sort of more Nordic feel, this one is the closest thing I think I can get to in Barcelona to have that sort of energy. So highly, highly recommend it. And you're just on the same street as one of our favorite hot chocolate stops.
Oh my God, it's so good. Again, Angie is introducing me to this. And when we went and tasted this hot chocolate, it was a true hot chocolate. I mean, it was not, there wasn't crazy amounts of sugar in it. It was subtle, but you can see them pour the actual cacao in there and you can get your different percentage of how much cacao you want in your hot chocolate. And it is amazing. It ain't cheap, but it is so worth it. And it's on Consell de Cent as well.
Yep, it's called Cacao Roasters. C-A-U-A, Cacao Roasters. It's very near Consell de Cent and Enrique Granados. And just highly recommend it. It is a little bit of a treat investment, but go for it. And I can personally recommend the 90% and the 100% cacao-based one, which is, like, you got to be a little bit hardcore for, but if you're someone that likes dark chocolate or you don't like a lot of super sweet things, this is right up your street, I promise.
I had the 85% with the avena milk or the oat milk. You got issues with that, I know.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode of things I got issues with, buddy. But for now, yeah, this for me would be your perfect weekend market and hot chocolate combination. So that is this weekend, the 13th and the 14th. The market itself is open from 11 till 8 on Saturday and then 11 till 6 on Sunday, and hot chocolate the whole time. So bear that in mind.
And then we want to mention this particular festival because when Christmas comes, as an American, we have our Black Friday and then we have our Cyber Monday. And then after that, they want you to promote this idea of shopping locally. And this next festival is really about local people making their artisan work available for you to purchase as gifts or to show and buy and hoard and take home. That being your choice. When you shop local and you're supporting local artists, local artisans, you're doing both the economy well because the money stays here in Barcelona. And of course, you're helping out these artists that work so hard. So this is another festival that's going on the 13th, 14th of December this weekend from 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It's out by the metro stop of Fabra y Coats. It's a €3 entrance. Children under 12 years of age are free and they let in dogs.
Super much awesome. More exciting, yeah. Woo, and the dogs.
And if you're looking for an address specifically, you can click in the notes and we'll have it linked up, like everything that we're mentioning right now.
Yeah, my recommendation would be to tap that one up on one of the days of the weekend and then go to Fabra Kalemen the other day. And easily you can tag on a third market this weekend because we know you love it. This one's actually also from Friday to Monday. So if you need a little break, you can add this one in. But we have a design market happening at the Disney Hub, which is down near Glorious Metro. In fact, you get off at Glorious and you're right in front of it. It's super cool. This market has over 100 exhibitors, so it's a really big event. And this is much more kind of a combination of established creators and emerging talent and brands that are at the forefront of independent design. So the museum, the design museum itself is really cool. It has a lot of interesting exhibits and displays and things that we've checked out before. But this particular market is on from Friday to Monday this weekend, the 12th to the 14th. Really worth checking out. And I would say you could easily tag it on to either the Fabra y Coats event or your one along at Fabra Kalemen and make a whole festive weekend out of it.
Be busy.
It's good though.
All right, we're going to give our annual shout out to El Nacional. They always do such a great job with the variety of, I think, 6 different restaurants that they have in this space. You can walk all the way to the back, climb the stairs, and take this beautiful photo with your significant other or your family or whomever you choose to bring to go see El Nacional. But either way, it's just a quick pop through. If you can get something to eat there, that'd be great. They'd enjoy it. And lastly, and if you're going to be here during Christmas, keep this in mind that the Catalans aren't crazy over the top when it comes to Christmas. It's a very elegant holiday here. People go out for dinner. The young kids are with the cagatillo, which is a crazy
tradition. Oh, no, tío de Nadal.
Tío de Nadal, that's right.
Not cagatillo.
Sorry, can't say that one. That's a shout out to you, Sandra.
Oop.
But yeah, it's a more subtle event here. Now, when the three Reyes show up on January the 6th, it gets a little bit more festive. But while you're here, it's going to be a quiet day. Go get something to eat. The restaurants are open. Do make your reservations before you go eat at any restaurants.
So bearing all that in mind, have an amazing December season. If you're doing some travel in Barcelona, give us a shout out. We'd love to hear from you. If you are not, plan it for next year. Come on, let's step up the game, people. But also have a beautiful festive season, whatever that means to you, whatever that looks like, even if it's just enjoying some time off work, getting some travel in, having some pajama days. Oh, speaking of which, Christmas movies. All right, we started with a song, we'll finish with a movie. You get one Christmas movie. One movie to rule them all. What do you pick?
Does this include Hallmark movies?
It includes whatever you want, buddy. It's a judgment-free, except I will be judging that, but a judgment-free movie zone.
Okay. Some people have disagreements on this, on whether this is or is not a Christmas movie, but It's a Wonderful Life is a movie that I watch every year because I just love it. And okay, I just love it.
All right, we'll let you have that one. I would actually disagree that I don't think it's a Christmas movie. But but I like I said, judgment free, you get to have it.
Okay then. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
I would pick Scrooged.
The Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. Especially when he throws him out in that window. Oh wow.
It's a great movie.
But I do love it. Staple him.
Staple him to his head.
We're going to be back in January, ready to go. We're going to start making our preparations.
And we are gifting you for January. At the start of January, we're going to release a very special podcast episode, which is going to be a collection of bloopers that we made whilst producing another audio guide that we used to use on tours in Barcelona. We're gifting the blooper section to you purely because it is absolute entertainment gold. And it's about as long as this podcast, just of us laughing and fucking up.
Are there more of you than me on that one?
No, surprisingly not. I look forward to you hearing it as well, my friend.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Ciao. Ho, ho, ho.